Yigach is the Av. Yigoyf is also the Av. We said there's a Nafgamina. Whether or not the Muadis will spread from the Gifa to the Gifa. Because really they seem like they're the same thing. I spoke about this from Shlomo Zalman. Really they seem like they're the same thing. Ki Yigach and Ki Yigoyf. Because they're both the body, doing harm by force of the body, right? Neshicha is for sure a different thing. Neshicha is biting. But what does Negifa mean? It means your body runs into something. Strength of your body. Negicha is also strength of the body running into something. So we thought the same thing. Says the Gemara, no. The Pasuk, when it says Negifa, really means Negicha. And the reason is because, as we said, there's similar actions. But when, as far as Negifa of the body, it's Tacha only a Tolda. So why, by the Gemara is a question, why is it when it comes to the Adam, it says Negicha, and by it comes to an animal, it says Negifa? Says the Gemara, Adam Dislay Mazla. Adam Dislay Mazla. Therefore, it's Negicha, because it's harder to be Nagach Adam. Behemah Dislay Mazla. It's called Negifa. Omilsa Agav Urcha Kamashmalan. Mudla Adam Havi Mudla Behemah. Mudla Behemah. Loi Havi Mudla Adam. Because that one is harder than the other one. Rabbeinu Peretz here asks a very strong question. He says, if that's true, then he's bothered. Why the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, when you want to push someone off of a cliff, how high does the cliff have to be in order for him to die? Says the Gemara, it has to be two kaimais high, two stories high, plus the fact that he's a story. And then he'll die. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? But in a bar only needs kidei l'hamas asar tvachim. So why do you need much more? That's the Gemara's question. Frekta Rabbeinu Peretz, if a person dies in a bar, you chayiv? Shar v'loi Adam, chamor v'loi Kalim. We're talking about a bar dying. Who's dying in the bar? A shar. We're talking about skila. Who's dying in skila? How can the Gemara attempt to compare Adam to a behema? If Adam is le mazla, behema less le mazla. Beautiful kasha. Beautiful kasha, Rabbi Isai. You hear the kasha? David, you got the kasha?
I've written down before. I don't know if it's the same exact way Rabbi said.
The question is that how could the Gemara try to compare the misa of a bar to misa of skila, if bar is a behema and skila is an adam? Adam is slay masla. And shor is the only thing that gets killed in a bar. And shor is slay masla. Rabbi said this question is going to depend on what does islay masla mean? Rashi said two pshat. And what was Rashi's first pshat in islay masla? So is that going to help when it comes to skila? No, there's no difference. Because again, how much do you need?
No better than an animal.
How much do you need to kill? So an animal needs 10 tvachim. So an Adam should also only need 10 tvachim if you're throwing him off the roof, because he can't protect himself. You're throwing him off the roof. So the mazel is not going to be a factor according to the first pshat of Rashi, of whether or not he can protect himself or not protect himself.
What does the question have to do with Agamara?
Agamara says, Adam is le mazel behema, less le mazel, and therefore mur l'adam loy havi mur l'behema. So how can we say over there, mur l'behema loy havi mur l'adam?
How can you compare bar to Adam?
Over there you became, right, and over there is behema to Adam, because bar is only behema and is Adam. So according to the first pshat of Rashi, l'chor, it's not shver. According to the second pshat of Rashi, l'chora, you say he has a malach melitz, so what's the difference? Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, apel de kazach. Kivan she nigmar dinoy isra le mazla. Once it's nigmar dinoi, once Bezdin Paskin's chayiv misa, I guess his malach is no longer being melitz for him. I guess the malach up there is controlled by Bezdin down here. Once Bezdin down here, Paskin's chayiv misa, what is the malach up there going to say? Bezdin, do your thing. They're going to be maskim them. Beli bal korchoi.
The first part of the Rabbeinu Peretz is arguing on Artisus.
We're going to get back to that. We'll get back to the first part. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Peretz used to say. That there's another kasha which one could ask, which is that the what do we say a behemah doesn't have a malach? Chazal tell us, kol esev ve'esev. Every single blade of grass that Hashem ever created has a malach oimer alav. Hakeyu v'oimer gadel, that hits him and tells him to grow. So if every single blade of grass has a malach, does a behemah have a malach?
Sure.
For sure has a malach. What do you mean only Adam has a malach? What? Ah. Every blade of grass has a malach that hits it and tells it to grow. But it doesn't have a malach that's melitz alav. Right? It has a malach that's hitting it. But a malach that's melitz, that's only for Adam. The malach is pashtus, I would say, created from his mitzvahs that he does. Grass and animals don't do mitzvahs. They don't have malach.
That's same malach?
What?
That's same malach?
The malach melitz is the malach that comes from his mitzvahs. Al kol panim, the Gemara says, muad la'adam is loy have muad la'behema. Now Rashi over here, Rashi is very wordy, but there's some very interesting things that Rashi puts in. We're looking at Rashi, Dir Maschel, Agav Urcha Kamashmalon. That's the Rashi we're up to. Agav Urcha Kamashmalon, says Rashi, the fourth wide line. Agav Urcha Kamashmalon Kra. The pasuk is telling us, "Mid tala negicha ba Adam, and negifa be behema." From the fact that we said that Adam has negicha and behema has a lower level force of the mashma noicheloi ha behema lamus. It's easier for an animal to die. Mina Adam mashmi anu deshar hamuad laarag es a behema gim upon him lochashiv ha adam lagabi Adam. That if it kills three times a behema, it doesn't mean it can kill Adam. Dim nagach Adam umeis dino ketam. That now if you kill an Adam and it dies, it'll be like, it will be like a Tam. The Eino Meshalem Es HaKoyfer. The Tam Harik Adam Ksiv Sokol Yisokol HaShor V'Abal HaShor Naki. Rashi's Bavoni now Akasha, and this is where it gets interesting.
Rashi only used Loshen and Mace. Does that mean about the Mace?
It sounds like Rashi's saying Mace. Before we were being the dike, the difference between Mace and not Mace, right? Maybe Rashi's going like the second gear, so Rashi's different gear so before. Very good. Rashi's Bavoni the following thing. What's the difference between Shor Tam and Shor Muad? What's the classic difference? Chatzi Nezik, Nezik Shalom. Now, when an animal is Nagach and Adam, do you pay Chatzi Nezik or Nezik Shalom? Not really. Not really. There's not Nezik. There's a whole different story. So what's it Negev if it's a Tam or a Muad bin Negev to Adam? So Rashi says, the Tam. What's Tam? The Eino Meshal Mesa Koifer. Tam doesn't pay Koifer. The Batam Harik Adam Ksiv Sokol Yisokol Hashar Ubal Hashar Naki. The animal gets killed. Either way, if an animal kills a person, what do we do to the animal? Kill it if we catch it in time. Ubal Hashar Naki. What does Naki mean? He pays nothing. Ubim Muad Ksiv. Gamba Olav Yumas. Not only does the animal get killed, but also the person gets killed. Rashi's going to bavarn. Hold on a second. How could you ever become a muad? What do we do after it kills one time? Kill the animal. So how does the animal ever become a muad? Okay, Rashi's going to bavarn that. Vahi misa hainu mamayim. Rashi says, what does it mean, Gamba Olav Yumas? Rashi says, doesn't mean you actually kill the owner if his animal gores. What does it mean?
Pay.
What does he pay?
Money.
Kaifer. So Rashi says, Hahi misa hainu mamay shemeshalem es hakoifer. Rashi is saying a mer de gazach. Gambol yumas shteita a mer de gazach. You take someone's money, you're killing him. This is killing him. Rabbi Yeruchim says a chelik from the mensch is his gelt. You take his gelt, so then your mamish killing him. Gambol of yumas. No, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that.
This is
Hainu Mamoin. Hainu Mamoin. Das mate Mamoin. Shemeshalem es akoifer. Zogt truly that maybe that's not what it means. Misa means Misa B'Leshon. Take a look in Rashi ala Torah. We gave out in the Maramakoimus. Gam ba'olav yumas. I tried highlighting the Divra Maschil. Rashi says, Gam ba'olav yumas. Bidei Shamayim. It means he's going to die. Bidei Shamayim. Rashi Bayah says, what does it mean, Misa? Hainu Mamayim. What does Rashi Ala Torah say? Bidei Shamayim.
What's his
Kapar?
What's his
Kapar? Well, we'll see. but it's a chayrit. Astira in Rashi. If you look in the Rambam, listen to what the Rambam says. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Dalad Niske Mamon says the Rambam, Haya Muad Linpol Al Adam. No, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalad. Sorry, Zeshenem of Torah Gambal of Yumas. What does it mean? Mipi Hashmu Alamdu Shechiyav Misa Zubidei Shamayim. Ve'im Nois En Koifer Hanerag Niskapeloi. If you give kaifer, then he gets kapara, and he doesn't end up getting killed by Shamayim. So according to the Rambam, what would you say Gambal of Yumas means? Does it mean Mamayim? No. It means Misa, Bidei Shamayim. You can get around that. You can avoid that. How you avoid it? Perik Yud, Niske Mamayim, Alocha Dalet. By giving kaifer. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, Hahu misa hainu mamoin. The misa meant mamoin. And the chayr, it's a stira to Rashi ala Torah. Rashi ala Torah says, Gambol of you must be de shamayim. Gambol of you must be de shamayim. What's the pshat? There's another diak in Rashi. The Rashash makes. The next line in Rashi. Says Rashi, Shemeshalim es ha-koifer, demei neherag liyarshav. V'loi misa mamish. It's not misa. I just says you have to pay koifer. Demei neherag. What does demei neherag means? The one who was
killed.
The victim. Now the maisa, those of us that learned Baba, learned Bacchus together, remember that it's a machloikas in the Gemara. Demei mazik or demei nizik. It's a machloikas in the Gemara. For some reason, Rashi here decides to get involved in that machloikas. Spector Ashash, why does Rashi have to do that for? Why? Rashi, just say, Mishalim es ha-koyfer li-yorshim. V'loi misa mamish. Why does Rashi demei neherag? Why is Rashi doing that?
That's for sure coming. No, it could be referring to the mazik also, no, because if he's supposed to die with Eshemayim.
No, neherag means the one who got killed.
That's how he passed.
But what's Rashi getting in the ring for? Okay, Rashi is doing that. Rashi's committing to Demei Ne'erag. Says the Sha'ar Mitzyonim Bahalocha, he brings from the Siach HaSadeh, he says it's Rashi Lishitasai. Rashi Lishitasai is phallus. Rashi perhaps holds that the definition of Gamba Olav Yumas is going to depend on whether you hold Demei Nerag or Demei Horug, Demei Mazik or Demei Nis. Those two are going to depend on each other. And insofar as Rashi has to tell us that Misa doesn't mean Misa, so he's got to commit to tell us what that means, he's going to have to commit to tell us which one that is. Because they depend on each other. It's fascinating. There's two machlekes in the Gemara. One machlekes is, do we say Misa means Mamon, or do we say Misa means Misa Bidei Shamayin? Or do we say Demei Mazik, Demei Nizik? And it happens to be it's the same people. Yerushmo, B'nai Shalab, Yerushmo, and Broika. Rashi says it's not a coincidence. They're Tali Habaha. Listen how it's found. If you say Misa means Misa Bidei Shamayim, what does that mean? What's supposed to happen to you? You're supposed to die. How are you going to get out of dying? You pay up. Your Kuiper is going to be the Demei, the Hoireg, the Mazik. Because the Mazik's supposed to die. The Mazik Ki'ilu, how does he avoid it? By paying his value. So the Demei Mazik and the Misa being Midesa B'dei Shamayim go together. If you say it's Demei Neherag, the one who got killed. So then what does Misa mean? Misa means Mamayim. Misa doesn't mean Misa B'dei Shamayim. Because how do I get out of Misa B'nei Shemayim? By paying how much that guy's worth. So therefore, these two Rashis are Tali HaBaha. So why does Rashi over here play it one way? Rashi on the Torah play it another way? But we'll get it clear first. The saying is as follows. If you say Misa B'nei Shemayim, the Pasuk says Gambal of Yumas. It means Misa B'nei Shemayim, you're supposed to die. How are you going to avoid it? By paying your value. You won't die. You're kind of buying yourself out. If you're saying you're paying the value of the one who got killed, obviously, Misa did not mean you're going to die. It means you have to pay Mamon. And those two depend on each other.
Why does it mean you weren't going to die? You were going to die. The way you get out of it is paying the value.
What do they have to do with each other?
That's what you killed. That's kill the damage.
Yeah, but you're not undoing the damage by paying the money. You might be appeasing someone. You're not undoing the damage. If you're trying to buy out your neshama.
Either way, you're getting the damage.
No, you're not. You're not undoing the damage.
What are you doing? What you're doing is
you're redeeming your soul. My soul is supposed to be killed.
Either way, you're paying the worth of the business.
Because that's not...
Either way, it's not doing the damage.
That's why you're in the predicament, right? Either way, it's a kapara.
But that's why it's like this. It doesn't make sense.
Even when you're supposed to go out. Okay, but even if you're paying the main nizik, you're still doing it for the kapara.
Yeah, but it's not coming to undo the misa. There's no misa. It's not coming, I'm doing the Misa. If you're undoing the Misa, how do I do the Misa? By giving his value. I can do the Misa because the Misa's on me. So I can undo that. But if you're saying it's a kapara, I'm going to give him money. It's a kapara. Is it undoing Misa? It's not undoing anything. It's a kapara because I'm giving him money. Okay. But over here, I'm Misa. How do you remove Misa with giving his money? I could remove Misa if I'm giving the value of the neshama. Okay, I can understand the connection between the two of them.
The maskana everyone holds its kapara, it's just how you value it.
In a chanami, but it's not coming to undo a misa. There's no misa b'dei shamayim. That's the nafkamina. If it's d'mei ne'erag, it's misa b'dei shamayim. That's what Rashi says over here. Why does Rashi over here say one way or the other way? So the answer is, I think, as follows. How do we paskin l'maisa rabbi say? Do we paskin that it's d'mei ne'erag or the d'mei of the hoireg? Dmei mazik or dmei nizik? We paskin dmei nizik. So our Rashi is doing halacha lemaisa. Our Rashi is doing halacha lemaisa. That's the way we paskin. Why does Rashi and Chumash do differently? I have a klal in Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash is like Rashi and the Mishnah. What's our klal in Rashi and the Mishnah? Just trying to get you through the Mishnah. What does the pashit pshat gamba olav yumas mean? Money? What's pashit pshat?
Kill him.
So Rashi is giving you the easiest pshat. It happens to be that maybe you don't paskin that way, but that's the easiest pshat.
Rashi always gives you the easiest pshat.
Why is the Rambam paskin
more? He's staying with the
Rambam is going to be not like Rashi. He's going to end up not like Rashi.
So
Rambam paskins.
I would love to see what Uncle says.
He also says Nerag. It's going to be not like what we're saying, because he's going to say Nerag. No, Nerag. Misa v'dei shamayim, right? Same. No, right. It's not going to work according to the Rambam. Since he says it's not Tal Yabo. Right? Good story. The Rambam is not going to be Tal Yabo. Okay, Rabbi Isai. It's time to move on. And now we're getting to the heart of the sugya. Over here is mamish, the meat of the sugya, is Tosis's shaila. Tosis says, you're telling me that muad la adam, have muad la behema. That's why by adam it says negicha, and by behema it says negifa. Milsa agav urcha kamashman happens to teach me that. Says Tosis, milsa agav urcha kamashman, but I feel the rab zvid, zvid rab papa, do amel kamon. It says in that perek, the muad la adam stoma loy havi muad la behema. He says, look, this Gemara didn't make this up, this concept of muad la adam muad la behema or not. It's a machloikas in a Gemara on daf lamed zayin omed aleph. If muad la adam havi muad la behema or not, machloikas between who, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. So if it's like Rav Zvid who says muad la adam havi muad la behema, so is our Gemara good?
Yeah.
Great. Muad la adam avi muad la behema. But Rav Papa says muad la adam stama loy avi muad la behema. So Rutoisis is going to be challenged. How does our Gemara shtim with Rav Papa? So the Toisis Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says no problem. Does the Gemara have to shtim with Rabbeinu Tam with Rav Papa? No. So Gemara is not like Rav Papa. It's like Rav Zvid. We'll say Gemara is like Rav Zvid.
Now see he's Rav Papa.
Tosis doesn't like that. Why not? Mustama, because I sing as Rapapa. I'm Rapapa. Yeshmem kiyetzmem, yeshmem lav kiyetzibem. We're in the middle of Rapapa. We're working through Rapapa. We're trying to figure out Rapapa. It's hard to say that this is not Rapapa. Could be. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Could be Tosis doesn't like it for that reason. Tosis is trying to make this work with Rapapa.
We're coming to explain what are the others of Shark.
What does Tosfos say? Rabbi said, let's see Tosfos. How does Tosis answer this? Says Tosis. Hainu dafka shenogach gimel b'nei Adam. When do we say muad la Adam is not muad la behema? If he's nogach gimel b'nei Adam, which means he's nogach Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Is he now going to be a muad for Ashar? Debachilav and muad la behema. Avol nogach Adam v'shar v'chamor have gimel minim have muad la koil. He's Nogach Adam, Shar and Chamar, he's a mood for everything. He's a mood for everything. Even according to who?
Rav Papa.
Rav Papa.
Is he mood Rav also for a horse?
We're gonna get to that. According to Rav Zvid, Amud La Adam, Amud La Behema means you're Nogach Adam, Adam, Adam. Are you gonna mood also now for Behema? But according to Rav Papa, Adam is only muad for Adam. But Adam, Shor Chamor, is muad la koil. What does la koil mean? Everything.
Doesn't make any sense.
Avol.
It should be a kol shkin. It should be Adam, which is harder to kill.
No.
Sure. You should be a muad for Behema.
Who said the word is harder to kill?
So what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that?
It's for sure harder.
What's the reason why Adam is not moved for sure? Because it's harder? No, maybe he has a thing with people. He had a bad owner that was very, very mean to him. He's abused. He didn't manage to get to cow therapy, and he's got this thing with people. I grew up with a dog in my house. Any person in uniform, the dog attacked. Had this thing, mailman, policeman, anyone who was wearing uniform, the dog attacked it. It had this thing, Mishagas. I guess it was trained that way.
Tosis
Amar Chazal,
on
Shabbos, Avada, Shabbos, Rugged Shabbos. Okay. Like later, not now. Rabbi Sai. I will not go Adam Vishor Chamor, Davi Gimel Minim, Avi Mud La Koil. It's fear of the Taisvis. Avol, Nogach Shor Chamor Vigomol. Loi Havi Mud La Adam. Avagab Dil Chol Behema Havi Mud. Afilu Lirav Papa Kid Isas. What's Taisvis doing right now? The end of Tosis. What's Tosis doing? What was Tosis' kasha? Let's get clear. What was Tosis' kasha? How can you say muad la Adam, have muad la behema? What's Tosis' answer to his kasha?
The mixture.
It's Adam, Shor, and Chamor. Period. So what is Tosis saying? Aval, Nogach, Shor, Chamor, and Gomol. Look, what's he doing over here? Lo, have muad la Adam. You answered your question. That's enough. Goodbye.
It's not the same man.
What's his point?
Even though it's a mixture involving Adam, then you can't.
Why is he doing this? He said his answer. Goodbye. Hang up. Leave. Finished. You want to figure out the rest? Figure it out.
Meaning, why would you ever think that if you had three different animals that you would be moored for Adam?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Best thing, just stop here.
Yeah. Well, you finished.
He's coming to explain to you an actual
second part of the
Gemara. Coming to explain the second part of the Gemara. Gemara says, Muad la Adam, havi muad la behema. What does that mean, according to Tosfos? Muad la Adam, havi muad la behema?
Adam is
one of the three things. It's going to be muad for the behema. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Muad la behema, lo havi muad la Adam? Does it mean shar, shar, shar?
No.
So what does that Gemara mean?
Shar,
chamar. Shar, chamar. Gamal. Is it going to be muad now, la Adam? That's what Tosfos is saying. Before I thought that means Adam, 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 Muad la Adam, lo havi muad la behema. So what's Muad la behema, lo havi muad la Adam? Shar, shar, shar. Okay, shar, 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 not Muad la Adam. But now that you're telling me that Muad la Adam, lo havi muad la Adam, havi muad la behema is shar, chamar, gamal. Adam, shar, chamar. So then now, what is it going to be the second half of the Gemara? Shar, chamar, gamal. And that's not Muad la Adam. Aval nagach shor v'chamor v'gomol. Loi havi mu'ud la'adam. V'av v'agav d'chol behem havi mu'ud. V'afilu rapapa. Kidis asam. Says even rapapa is going to hold over there, you are mu'ud la'behema. So mu'ud la'behema is mu'ud la'behema. Even according to rapapa. Shor chamor gomol. What are you a mu'ud for?
Even a
cell. Sounds all behemas. V'chol ha'behemas. All animals. V'chol. Called behema have mu'ud. Mu'ud for all behemas. All behemas you're mu'ud for. But not Adam. Even according to our papa.
Fourth
animal, yeah. All animals. But Adam, which is not so hard. Why is he not mu'ud for Adam? He's mu'ud for all other animals. David, why would you say, Shor Chamor and Gomel? Is he mu'ud now for a goose?
Yeah.
Is he mu'ud now for a donkey? Yeah, donkey's a chamor. For a emu? Yes. Is it more for an Adam? No, why not? Because Adam is harder. All the animals aren't harder. I might think maybe you do